Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another segment of the Triple E's Education Empowerment Entrepreneurship. All right, we're back with the Reverend Dr. Apostle Patricia A. Button, and we're back with part two of a two-part segment.
Fantastic. I'm excited about, you know, where we're going with what we've been equipped with. I'm excited about the whole Chicago thing. And, you know, I know that you love social justice. So, you know, Connecting these two powers together, man, it's going to be unstoppable.
So talk a little bit about what we plan on doing in Chicago, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, the goal for Chicago is to meet with some of the outreach and social justice leaders there and, you know, just be able to dialogue with them and communicate some of our thoughts and our desires and, you know, and our intent to be a blessing to them, to, you know, help them however we possibly can, because the challenges in Chicago are tremendous. Not that they're not, you know, in other places, But I just felt led to target Chicago. I mean, we have other cities lined up. Right. And, you know, I'm looking at doing just the worldwide thing, you know, even in spite of the pandemic, People still need to be reached and we still need to help those who are, you know, who are struggling to get something done.
Well, the pandemic's not going to stop our work.
Absolutely not.
Yes, indeed.
You got that right.
So let me ask you this. What is the focus of the radio and TV shows then? You know, because you spoke about the magazine, you spoke about your speaking. Tell me about, should I say, the media empire.
Right. Well, the television show is entitled Let the Healing Begin. And The whole premise behind the television show was to be able to present a platform whereby we could minister to people who are wounded, people who need healing, people who've gone their entire lives operating in unforgiveness or whatever that thing was, to be able to talk, just be able to talk it out. You know, with our guest and whoever it is that, you know, we invite to be a part of the show and be able to shed some light or some insight into those people who've not received that healing yet and be able to offer them the opportunity to get healed. Oh, and in terms of the radio show, The radio show is my, I don't even know what I want to call it, but that's my opportunity where I get to voice my opinion. And I love that the radio show is a live talk show. Our show is not recorded. It's live because we have people have the ability to call in.
What was or who was some of your favorite guests?
We've interviewed a few local people, but, you know, we've had individuals on who are in the insurance industry. And one of my favorite was, you know, we had a financial counselor to come on and she shared some excellent information that was beneficial to our listeners.
Okay. So what does success look like to you? Because I know success wears different hats and comes in different forms, shapes, and for different people. But what does success look like to you, Pastor?
Success goes back. My motivation behind what I do, and that is to promote or provoke change in people's lives, in situations and circumstances. If I can successfully through the medium of the ministry that God has given me, make a change and a difference in our nation, in the lives of people. You know, if I don't care if it's five or six, as long as there's been that impact that provoked change, that's my motivation. That's my focus. That's my vision. Change.
So along for the good. Right. Well said. Along with all the other things you're involved in, you still find time to do some straight up hardcore activism. So how do you distinguish all the other things you do from just straight up community activism? And what's some of your favorite projects to really focus in terms of activism work?
I love activism. Social justice is
now you're talking. Yes.
A primary motivator in why I do what I do. I love hitting the streets. I love, you know, being hands-on with people, equipping them with the knowledge that they need to make informed choices in their lives. I hate injustice. I hate injustice. You know, I'm like my daddy, God. I hate injustice. I hate a system that perpetuates injustice. So the opportunity to get out and rally together with like-minded individuals to actually promote change is what drives me. It drives me.
Which leads me to my next question. Why motivational speaking and coaching? I know why I do that. I say right. I do that because my sole purpose is to empower people to make productive right. and significant changes in their life to overcome their adversities. How about you?
My desire is very similar. I love the fact that I am able to direct people. You know what I mean? Direct them to their purpose, help them get to the root cause of their hindrances, the hindrances to their success in life, and to motivate them to know that they bring great value in the lives of other people. They bring great value in the world and the earth. That's why God put them there. So just to see people become all that they can be, they can be is what drives me in terms of motivation. Help them get over the obstacles and the roadblocks right. that hinder them.
So along with being so successful in all the things you do outside of your family life, you are a successful wife, loving mother, and dedicated family person. How do you balance all of that? How do you wear both hats? You know, because that can be sometimes challenging for everyone. And a loving grandma.
My answer is going to be totally unexpected. You have to operate on a measure of insanity. I mean, it seems so unlikely, but it's the reality. I can't operate from a normal perspective as what people deem normal to be. But of course, it's the power of God. The final answer is God's divine enablement, because otherwise I would probably lose my natural mind.
So I have a couple of, and I can understand, lose my mind. Well, no, I've lost it. You know, so the key is he lets us find it on a regular basis, because
yes.
it's all gone. He just keeps bringing it back. Yeah,
absolutely. That's it.
So a few more questions before I close out. What do you deem to be your greatest accomplishment in life so far?
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm going to hit some thought-provoking questions here.
My greatest accomplishment so far. I believe it's my life as a believer. The example that I believe my life has been as a believer. I really and truly believe that the only reason that I am successful in what I set out to do is because of the fact that, you know, I believe. I walk by faith and not by sight. And that's indicated in all of our ministries. Faith Walkers, Faith Productions. It's that measure of faith that I operate in.
Faith is the things that are seen, right? But not seen or heard.
That's it.
Right? It's the substance.
That's it.
Right. So let me close out with this then. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Probably right where I am.
Great
I believe
answer.
That God has determined.
You are rooted right where you are.
Right where I am.
Wow. That
Isn't
is
that something?
Yes, yes. Yes, it is. So let me ask you this before I close out. Tell me your mentor, you know, because I know you're the mentor's mentor. Give me some of your mentors who have touched your life.
One individual that you know very well who has impacted my life tremendously, I don't know if she knows it or not, and that's Pastor Dr. Marcy Bryant.
Say that again. She's coming on next week. She's coming
regard.
On next week. Give her a shout out. The Reverend Dr. Marcy
yeah,
Bryant.
Yeah, the Reverend Wright Dr. Marcy Bryant. She's a motivator. She's an encourager.
Yes.
And, you know, she has provoked me to do, and it's hard not to do it. You know, she's probably the most impactful person. I'll say that.
I will say this. She touched me. Everything I do, I stand on her shoulders. She told me when I first started out in this and I was trying to find my way, she said, God is blessing you and he's really working with you and you don't even know what's in store for you. But she said, I'll just leave this with you, because I would call some days when I would have my challenges. She says, and it's one of my favorite Bible scriptures, a man's gift shall make room for him. And he shall be amongst kings and queens.
Yes.
I'm going to end it on that note, okay? And I'm going to say,
wonderful.
Reverend Dr. Apostle Button, we appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks again.
All right. Until next time, folks, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., your overcoming adversity specialist, doing what I'm made to believe.